You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The A-List Podcast is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the A-List Podcast. As you can see, Sherrod is not with us. That's because all of us are at a conference right now, and he may not or may not have a voice at the moment. So for this week, you're going to have to listen to the voices. Of course, I'm joined, as usual, by Gary Washburn. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Well, I still got my voice. It might be a little deep right now, but yeah, we all...
We're all a little raspy at this point.
Yeah, so it's a lot going on down here in Birmingham, Alabama, at the National Association of Black Journalists Conference. We're all having a good time and networking and meeting people and, you know, talking stuff. So good time. But yeah, it's the morning time, so our voice might be a little deep. But
yeah, don't judge us. Just judge us by the content of the podcast, yes. Not the sound of our voice. But this is going to be probably a little bit of a shorter episode. There's not that much to talk about. But actually, let's just start with the fun one from the top. Marcus Smart has no fear, clearly, of anything. I'm sure you saw the picture of him getting a tattoo. He got a tattoo while on a plane.
Oh, okay.
That's just such a Marcus Smart thing to do.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I would love to see a picture of it. I don't think there is.
Where was it on his body?
It was on his arm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So if you go on Twitter... For the Twitter, well, now known as X users, just look up Marcus Smart tattoo. And it's like in the inside of his wrist on his arm.
Oh, okay.
And the guy's just calmly, I'm looking at it again now, putting a tattoo on his arm. But hopefully we'll see what it is eventually. But that was just some pop culture update type things from guy Marcus.
Well, we're never going to lose touch of Marcus. We're always going to be following what he does and always going to be wondering how he's doing down there in Memphis. So good luck to him. I hope he does well. I know he will. And I think, you know, we're all going to miss him.
But that's
Marcus Smart doing Marcus things in the offseason.
Like, it's not the funny thing is such a bizarre story that we had to mention it, but it somehow isn't surprising because, like you said, it's Marcus.
Not surprising at all.
But currently with the actual Celtics team right now, there is a report that they are offering Svi Mihalic a deal for the 2023-2024 season. That is yet to be confirmed. But what do you think that would mean for the Celtics roster?
I definitely think it boosts the bench. Like, they released Justin Champagne. And, you know, Justin didn't have a great summer. Like, I thought, like, it's funny, like, his brother plays for the Spurs. His brother was killing in Vegas. His brother was like, because Spurs signed him to like a guaranteed deal before the Summer League, and he just flourished. He was one of the best players in the Summer League. So I think it's Julian is his brother. And then Justin had just up and down. There were some good games, but it's like his position, like, you're, you know, like second or third year in the Summer League, like, you're supposed to be one of the best players on the floor. And there were games that he wasn't. They struggled. So for me, I wasn't shocked. And they would have had to give him $50,000 to keep him on the roster after August 1st. I wasn't surprised at that. Svi Mihalic is a good, like, he's been around. He's only 26. Ukrainian kid. He's bounced around Detroit, Charlotte, Lakers. Like, he's been a lot of places, but he's played some good basketball. And I look, Kwani at his last stretch in Charlotte, right? Okay, so last year he played 32 total games, 13 with the Knicks, 19 with Charlotte. Charlotte gave him major minutes, not major, but considerable minutes, 22 minutes a game in 19-game stretch. He averaged almost 11 points a game, 40% from the three-point line, 44% from the field, 2.4 rebounds, 2.7 assists. He played actually, I mean, the games didn't mean anything. It was Charlotte, but he actually played well, and he's had some games. I mean, Oklahoma City, he had a stretch in Oklahoma City where he – 30 games, he averaged 10 points, you know, but he's already been with six teams, you know, so he's a guy that obviously will probably just be with the Celtics for this season, or he can go get more money probably in Greece. And, you know, but it all depends on what he wants. Does he want to go back near where he's from, back to Europe, or does he want to play for the Celtics and try to win a chip? And, you know, I think it'd be a quality addition because the guy, has the ability to score. I've seen him at stretches against the Celtics. He's had, especially with the Pistons, he's had some good stretches. He's 6'7", 205, you know, career average, 6.6 points, you know, 36% from the three-point line. So he's a pretty good three-point shooter overall. He's just, he's kind of a young journeyman, to be honest. So I think it's a good, it would be a good fill and a good replacement for Champagne. Because I don't know, honestly, if Justin Champagne made the team, would he have even played? I didn't see bona fide NBA player in Justin. I saw a guy who's going to be going back and forth from the G League, or he might play for a bad team. But I didn't see Justin Champagne doing much or contributing much to the Celtics this season. So I wasn't surprised. And you got to start making these decisions now. And we can talk about this later, Kawhi. Like, who do you think they should sign for these minimums or the free agents and things like that? So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good move, but it's all up to him. You know, that guaranteed money in Greece, a European contract, playing big-time basketball out there, it's probably more money, but a chance to play for a chip, it's enticing in Boston.
That being said, you mentioned, of course, the Champagne situation. So as a result, do you think Svi is the best fit to kind of fill in that gap? Like, who else would you consider when you're looking at the depth on this roster? And Brad even saying a few weeks ago that they are still looking into how they're going to fill out the team.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys out there that are probably looking for more money. Like, I think Kelly Oubre, who has been considered kind of a head case over the years. But at this point, you're not going to – like, every player – we talked about this, Kwani. This is not the prom. Every player you get is going to have a flaw, okay? True. Either be a head case, inconsistent, you know, overpaid, coming off a really bad contract, and now try – like – any player you get, bring in August is going to, like Austin Rivers, you know, like these guys are all have flaws. Now they can help you, but like Austin Rivers could be one. Kelly, I would probably try to target Kelly Oubre, but Kelly, you know, like he didn't do well in that stretch when he played for the Warriors, but he has the ability to impact the game, right? Play defense, hit the threes, run the floor. It's just keeping his head straight. Now, Kelly, what would he do in a situation like Boston where everybody's trying to win a chip? Like, this isn't Charlotte, bro. This isn't some of your previous stops. Like, we're trying to win. Like, what is it? If the teammates tell him that, the organization, will he respond? Is he more mature? You know, and I said, Oubre had his moments when he was with Washington. He's had his moments in Golden State, but that didn't work out too well. Charlotte, you know, but that's the kind of guy they're probably going to have to go after because – like the money's drying up, and these guys who are like looking, oh, I'm looking for $6-7 million a year are going to take two or three because they want to be in the league. You know, like they're going to get their, you know, like remember Dennis Schroeder a few years ago who was looking for his mag, you know, he's looking for the bag.
And the Celtics got it for
$6 million a year. And now, because now's discount time. Like all the players who were desired and wanted have already signed. They've already taken all the money. So now teams are just trying to fill last roster spots. You know, look at Miles Bridges now. He had real problems, and let's hope that he gets himself together. But he took the qualifying offer. Charlotte Styles, PJ Washington, he hasn't done anything. He's still like, there's guys out there, Christian Wood, like money is drying up and teams aren't breaking these guys' door down. If no one signs you by August 5th, there's a problem, right? Or teams are like, we'll sign you, but we're not going to sign you for that. We'll sign you for this, you know? So I think the Celtics could benefit from that and get a quality player who's playing below his market value.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To that point, any player that looks at this roster, has seen what the Celtics have done over the last few years, knows that they are within this championship window that we talk about. So taking a pay cut wouldn't necessarily be the worst thing for someone that does want an opportunity to play in the league.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, it's a tough thing. Like egos are tough. You know, these guys have egos. They want to make money. They want to make the bag. They want to sign their big contracts. But now, so I'm looking at the list. You know, Christian Wood, PJ Washington, we talk about Oubre, Jalen Noel from Minnesota. You know, Minnesota, I've seen him, he had a really good game against the Celtics last year, or a year before, I want to say, and during the Ime year, and Minnesota doesn't want him. They, like, let him go. So he's out there. Our friend Terrence Ross, now veteran guy who might be, has seen better day, Jermichael Green, TJ Warren, always injured, but when he can score, he can score. Like, these are the guys, you know, Hamidou Diallo, that's another guy, monster athlete, young, you know, what would he do in a winning situation? He's a guy I think the Celtics could go after. Like, there's guys out there, we look at Bismack Biyombo, Will Barton, who's seen better days athletically, Wenyen Gabriel, you know, the kind of the athletic, real raw athletic kid, who played last year at the Lakers, Kendrick Nunn, who's, you know, not had a great, Terrence Davis, who the Celtics are rumored to be linked to early in training camp, early in the summer, he's still out there. You know, John Wall, of course, I'm reading off this on Hoops Hype, Danny Green, seen better days, Stanley Johnson, you know, like, these are the guys, Justice Winslow, these are the guys that you're going to have to look at, and all of them have, you know, track records, not negatives, but all of them have issues, you know, either always being, you know, injury issues, not playing well in their last stop, you know, whatever, like Jalen Noel, Minnesota just, you know, as much as Minnesota needs talent, Minnesota's let them go. Like, you know, you got to look at those things, but these are the kind of players that are out there. And it's still interesting and exciting because if you hit on one of these players, that guy can help you win a playoff game, maybe, you know? I mean, that's the thing. It's just hitting on the right guy. And that's what the toughest part about these 30 guys is which one will help me or which one is going to, we're going to have to literally waive in the middle of the season, or is just going to be at the end of the bench. I mean, as much as I thought Blake Griffin was a good leader. Blake didn't do all that much on the floor eventually. And so he became just more like, you know, the Celtics, I think, expected him to do more on the floor. You know, our old friend out there is still free agent, Romeo Langford, you know, Kevin Knox, a guy who was a former first round pick who never, ever reached his potential. He's out there. Frank Ntilikina, another former Knicks, you know, our friend Javonte Green, who's coming off knee surgery. Serge Ibaka, who's probably definitely seen better days. RJ Hampton. Like, these are guys, as we've listed, I mean, it's a bunch of these guys who are just, Boban is out there. All right, let's bring in Boban just for the hell of it. Let's do, I'd love to see
that'd
Boban.
Be fun.
That'd be funny. Ish Smith, who, you know, a little point guard who gives the Celtics fits over the years. Like, these are guys that are all out there. for minimum deals, and all the, and the Celtics don't have to decide because these guys are not, teams aren't snapping them up. So the Celtics have to decide what to do, what they really need, and can they wait on a guy like Oubre? Or is Oubre going to go, no, I'll take $5 million from this team instead of $3 million from the Celtics. I want to make that extra $2 million. Like, it's about my money. Some guys are about winning. Some guys are about their money, as we all know. So it's going to be interesting.
The two other players that are currently on this roster, I'll start with Derek White. He recently was on ESPN and NBA Today, the show, and said that he loves being in Boston. It'd be cool to get an extension. And Sports Illustrated had confirmed, and this is kind of obvious, that Derek White will kind of fill in that Marcus Smart starting point guard role for the team. So at this point, again, starting with Derek White, but then also looking at Peyton Pritchard, like, is it time for the Celtics to start considering extending their contracts?
Well, I think with Peyton, you got to kind of play the prove it game. Like, do you sign him? What's Peyton's market value? What's he going to ask for? Right. Of course, if you offer Peyton Pritchard 3 years, $40 million, he'd be jumping on that one. Right. Which is not crazy money. That's the money that Grant wanted and didn't get. He got in Dallas. Right. But has Peyton played up to that level? No. So, but I'm sure some of the Celtics aren't going to offer that. Well, if you're Peyton, do you say, I'm gonna bet on myself, I ain't signing nothing, I'll come back on that restricted deal, that like qualifying offer, and then I'll just be a restricted free agent next year after having a good year this year? That's betting on yourself. If you're the Celtics, do you offer Peyton, if you really think he can be part of your future, and then it's a very tradable contract, do you offer him 3 years, $21 million, 3 years, you know, 20, 29, 30 million, like not 13 million, but like you offer him 7 million a year. That's what I think would be a fair, if you really think he's part of your future, or it's such a tradable, $7 million contract, so tradable. Yeah. So if you really feel like you didn't want to deal with him being a restricted free agent, I don't think the Celtics do that. I think the Celtics turn around, he plays next year on the qualifying offer, and he bets on himself, and the Celtics say, yeah, let's see what you do this year, and then we'll talk about extension next year. But Derek White, I think he needs another year to prove that if he has an equally good year, obviously the price is going to go up. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the Celtics now are so invested with all the money they've done spend on Jalen and Porzingis.
They got to save their money for Tatum.
And then Tatum. And then, you know, I don't know if extending Derek is a real priority for them right now, unless they really feel like he's gonna kick butt at point guard, because he told you that's what Joe Mazzulla told us, that Derek White's the point guard. I'm not sure about that, but that's the way it's gonna be. So let's see what Derek White does. I think that's, both sides will probably talk more seriously down the road. I'm not sure the Celtics, after spending all this money, it's like, okay, Derek, come here. You get money. I don't think the Oprah Winfrey thing is going to work.
Everybody gets
money. Everybody gets money at this point with Derek White.
So before we close out, our guy Bobby Manning, CLS Media, of course, he actually tweeted Friday morning, which is when we're recording, that we actually already got the Celtics preseason schedule a little bit early. So Celtics, always a good matchup when they're playing the Sixers. That's going to be October 8th at the TD Garden. And then October 11th, they're going to go back to Wells Fargo to play again. And then a note just under that, he had that the Celtics will be visiting Charlotte on October 19th. So obviously the NBA, the league, is just keeping the Sixers rivalry alive. That could be the way we close out, though. Looking ahead, the season's slowly creeping back upon us.
Oh, my God.
Do you think the Sixers are
going to,
huh?
The interesting thing, Kwani, is like the season starting later this year. Like even with this whole like play-in tournament stuff, mm-hmm. The season starting a week later. Like I think camp opens in early October, not usually opens in September, September. And now with the last preseason games being like on the 19th, that means the season starting that Tuesday TNT package, which could likely, you know, might involve the Celtics or Miami. It could be like the Celtics going down to Miami for the rematch or something like that. That's going to be like the 24th. So the season starts a little later this year. But I think, and I know the schedule probably come out officially maybe mid-August, maybe 2 weeks, maybe about 2 weeks. So it's coming. The off-season's short. Now, for you basketball fans, kind of desperate for hoops, the TBT just ended. So now you got, I think, the World Cup's coming up in a couple of weeks. Team USA, I don't know about this team. A bunch of young guys. We'll see how that works out, like Anthony Edwards and Paolo Banchero and Austin Reeves and those guys, how that works out. But that should be something that'll be interesting to watch too, how they work out in international play. That would be some intriguing hoops, because we all know, Kwani, like now, I think the preseason opener, the Hall of Fame game was on Thursday night. NFL is going to start percolating. Yep. Baseball, pennant races, but the NBA is always going to be a factor. So that's the fun part about this. And the Celtics news is still going to come because they haven't signed. They still haven't filled out, their roster. They got to set their roster, invite guys to training camp, figure out who to sign, who not to sign. So it should be exciting. Not news filled. I mean, don't stay on X all the time looking for NBA updates, right. Or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. But I do think there'll be little news nuggets over the next 2 months before training camp begins.
Which is why we'll continue to have episodes. By the way, if it's Mama called it Twitter, I'm calling it Twitter. That's where I stand.
It's Twitter. The little bird, RIP to the little bird.
Exactly, but actually, I'm so sorry to that bird.
You had to do that to the bird.
The bird didn't do nothing. I'm surprised Peter didn't step in on this one. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Peter, where you at? Set the bird free. You don't have to kill the bird with an X.
Seriously. But that's all we have for this week's episode of the A-List Podcast. Sherrod, we're wishing you the best, even though he's in the same city as us.
I know, get your voice back.
Yeah, but until next week, we'll be back. We'll have more things to talk about. Gary Washburn, thank you for joining me. For our listeners, thank you for listening as well. This is A-List Podcast. Thank you.